Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back. It is the afternoon show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Jack Fritz and Ike Reese hanging out at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Baseball is back. Stop into Chickies for a unique game day experience and root our team on to victory. Online at chickiesandpete's.com. And nothing symbolizes baseball season starting quite like Larry Anderson. What's happening in L.A.?
How you doing? Everybody good?
What's up, L.A.?
I'm trying to just get settled in. I'm getting stuff done here, running around, shopping, trying to go to the post office. But then
the
I remember,
post office?
Oh, wait, it's a, well, yeah, I'm going to get my taxes sent in, but I forgot it's a government business, so it's a government office, so it's probably not really efficient. They're closed for 2 hours for lunch. I guess they go to Capitol Hill for lunch or something. You got to be kidding me.
Well, you don't sound upset about it. That's the best part. Yeah.
Not at all. Not at all. No, well, listen, nor were the other four people that were waiting to go in.
Well, welcome back to the city.
Yeah. Good to be here. I will say, I mean, listen, you can do that online these days. You don't need to go to the post office and send taxes.
Sure he does.
Can you do it certified online?
Yeah. No, you cannot.
All right.
Thank you.
I don't follow you.
As also someone who frequents the post office myself. So,
wow.
Yeah, so I know this.
Wow, yes. You guys are bonding bonding already. It's beautiful. LA,
it's a new 2024.
It's a new 2024. LA, what's it like for a player the day before opening day or, you know, the day of? Like, what's kind of the excitement level as you wake up and you get ready to head down to the ballpark for all the festivities?
It's kind of a wake-up call. Hey, it's season's here, and I don't mean that in a bad way. It's a good way because everything's happening for real. It's like you go through spring training, you're excited to get the season started, especially after the way things ended last year. You go to spring training, you're excited, and then you get through spring training, you got the dog days in the middle of spring, and then towards the end, it's like, oh, let's just get this season started. And you kind of, it's almost like you just get the doldrums. But then all of a sudden, it's opening day or the day before, you're like, oh, man, this is it. This is for real now. It's definitely an exciting time. But, a lot of the guys, the veterans are used to it. But even with that, you still get the butterflies. You get the anxiety. You get wanting to get things going.
Yeah, and I would have to imagine, L.A., when you are a good baseball club that's coming into a season with high expectations, not only from yourselves within the organization, but especially on the outside where you get that sort of added pressure because we want to treat every baseball game like it's a football game, and we think you guys can go, or they can go 162-0. I imagine that also has to add a little bit of juice as well for the players getting ready for the season.
Oh, yeah. And it's almost like there's no room for error right out of shoot. Like, because especially, you know, coming up short in 22 and then, you know, kind of having the things in the way they did last year, you know, the fans, the players are chomping at the bit to get back and try and rectify that. But the fans also, their expectations are very high because they know what this team's capable of and what they've done for the last 2 years. So they're going to go in there like, hey, we're happy you're getting in the playoffs, but we need you to finish the job. Mm-hmm. And I think that's kind of the attitude of the fans, and the players, I think, feel that. You know, they realize that. And so, you know, the one thing you hope they do is you want them to come into the start of the season relaxed, especially starting off against Atlanta. But at the same time, you don't want them getting complacent, though. Well, you know, I don't want to hear this, well, it's early in the season.
Because, right.
And everybody knows it, that you can't win the pennant in April, but you can lose it. And the way we've gotten off the starts the last couple of years, it'd be nice to turn that around and stay consistent, get off to a good start and stay that way throughout the year and maybe take that division away from Atlanta.
Well, speaking of that, I mean, how important to you is winning the division? And I know it sounds insane, but, I mean, the last couple of years, it hasn't really mattered. That time off between the end of the regular season and the postseason has hampered some teams. Does winning the division still matter to you, Ale?
Yeah, it does. Because, I mean, as much as it is, you know, we talked about the home field advantage. And although, you know, again, I don't want to beat a dead horse. But going back to it, like, we had the advantage – and it didn't pay off. But that's one of the few times I think it's a huge advantage having home field advantage. And so if you can get that home field advantage, win the division, it's a big difference. And I think with our fan base and the way they are, I think it could be huge. And so as the players, they, you know, I think they're thinking of it that way too. Like, hey, let's go ahead and win this thing from the start. So I think this first series is very important, just from a mental standpoint for the players themselves, but also for the fans.
Yeah. Tywan Walker went down. He's going to be down for a little bit. And this is me saying this. I don't know. Could be a blessing in disguise, but we'll move forward. When you look at the rest of the rotation, L.A., in all seriousness, how good can they be as a starting rotation when you look at even adding in Christopher Sanchez? You know, he's a guy with something to prove, and I'm sure being in that slot, he wants to make sure he's pulling his weight and doing his part, that he's not a weak link in the chain. How good can this rotation be if they all reach their potential?
Oh, I think it could be outstanding. I mean, really, really one of the best rotations in the league, in baseball. And looking at the top three, the way Wheeler went through the spring, a little bit of a late start, but then Nola finished so strong. Wheeler was excellent the whole way through. Ranger was tremendous. Mm-hmm. And Christopher had a little hiccups in there in spring training, but like he got knocked around, I don't know, second to last start, I think it was, it gave up.
Yeah, against the Astros, yeah.
But there was like ground ball between third and short, ground ball between first and second, ground ball up the middle. Like, he's not necessarily a strikeout pitcher, so there's going to be games like that where they're just not hitting the ball where they're at, where the players are, infielders are, whatever. But I was really impressed with him last year, and he's added a little velocity. He's gotten a little stronger. He's now throwing a cutter. I look for him to be a guy that could really have just a huge breakout year for the Phils. I really do. And so if that's your number four guy, and then whether it's Turnbull for a while or coming back to Tywan Walker, either way, I mean, Walker won 15 games last year, but he had some support behind him too. But it just, you know, if you get the first four, especially the first three, and then Christopher Sanchez comes in and continues to what he did last year, I just think it's a great rotation, and I think they're going to count on him a lot. At least from what I saw this spring, I think they're going to have to pitch a little better than they expect, unless they can flip the switch offensively, which I know people talk about that. It's not easy to do, but I don't think we hit the ball very well at all this spring. I really don't. It shouldn't be a concern, but coming out of the chute, it is a little bit for me, because you just go down the line and look at the averages. There wasn't a whole lot of offense, and so I mean, it's a great offense to start with, I think, but it's slugging offense. So we'll wait and see. But, you know, hopefully that with the season starting, guys turn it around and can flip that switch and get the offense where it needs to be right out of the chute.
L.A., what do you think is the key to getting off to a better start? I mean, last couple of years, 7 games under in June with Girardi, and then they fired him, got going. 6 games under to start June last year, move Schwarber to lead off, whatever, all that good stuff. What do you think is the key to this team getting off to a good start this year?
I would say beating Strider, Fried, and Sale.
Seems like a pretty good start. Well, because after that, L.A., they go Reds, Nats, Cardinals, Pirates, Rockies, White Sox, Reds, Padres, Angels. Like, that's a pretty cake start to the year.
It's not the toughest schedule. And so, I think it's important to take this first series. I really do. Just from a mental standpoint for the players going, hey, we can do this. I think they believe it, but until you go out and prove it to yourselves, you're basically just trying to convince yourself of something that hasn't happened for a couple of years, in the last couple of years, the last 7 years, 6 years, whatever. But I think, to me, it's just is getting consistency early, get consistent offensively, putting the bat on the ball. And I think, you know, Schwarber, I think the big thing is Kyle's got to figure out that he can still hit in April and May. You know, he doesn't have to wait till June. And it sounds funny, but it kind of it really is a thing where, you know, you get to the point where you're like, okay, well, we got to wait till June for Kyle to get going. But you can't. If you want to win a division and come out of the sheep's run, you got to have him swinging a bat good at the top of the lineup. If he's going to be the leadoff guy, I think he's got to do more the first couple months, and I think that would make a huge difference for this offense in total. And maybe it's not fair to put – I'm not putting it all on him, but I think it's a big part of him at the top of the lineup to get that bat going early and help him to believe, like, I could probably hit 60 home runs because you hit 40 of them and not do anything before June, the 45. So if he could hit 6 or 7, you know, April and May, who knows? You know, I mean, it would make a big difference, so I think, overall.
Mm-hmm. I asked you about the starting rotation. What's your thoughts on the bullpen and how it's set up? Kind of going to go with, I guess, the hot hand and some of these high leverage situations. What are you thinking about the guys coming out of the bullpen and how Topper is going to be able to sort, I guess, disperse their talent throughout the course of the season?
I think the bullpen, I hate saying this because it seems like every time I make a comment or a prediction before the season, it flip-flops. It's just the opposite for the last, it seems like, 5 years. Every time I say something, it's gone the opposite way. But I think this bullpen is something that has been a weakness for a long time, but it's really coming into its own now. I think they've got a lot of arms down there they can choose from, and I think it's going to be one of their strengths. I really do. Obviously, you hope it is, but I believe it is. Because Hoffman's coming off a great year. It's a free agent year for him, which can help and hinder. I think last year, I think he was just happy to be here and let me just show what I can do. This year, he's playing for a lot of money, you know, and that makes a big difference. You know, it's like the difference between a closer and a setup guy. There's a lot more pressure, and you put it's self-induced pressure, sure, but it's still pressure that you put on yourself. But I think if he does close to what he did last year, Sir Anthony, I think, was good this spring. He had a run where he gave up a run here and there, but I thought he threw the ball pretty well. Alvarado is Alvarado. I think overall Matt Strom can do a number of things. They got a lot of talent down there. Soto, I don't think Soto had a great spring, but he's got a good arm, and, you know, he had, what, a couple years removed from 30-something saves in Detroit. So I just look at it overall, and I'm not trying to leave anybody out, but I just think as a whole, I think those guys they're going to be a big key to this club, and I'm confident that they're going to have a good year.
L.A., I'm curious. You know, a lot of people look at this team, seems like a top-5 bullpen, top-5 rotation, top-5 lineup, defense, kind of with Johan Rojas in center field, not terrible. It's not like a couple years ago. We had Schwarber in left and whatever else. Like, they actually have a good defense.
Yeah.
What – Of all that, like, what do you think could be this team's Achilles heel as we go along here?
Putting the bat on the ball.
Yeah.
I said it last year at the end of the season when the Phils got eliminated. I said, this is a great slugging club. It's not a very good, I don't want to say it's not a good offensive club because they score a lot of runs, but it's not a consistently good average club,
right,
as far as hitting for average. And I think that's been a Achilles heel for them. And I think they have to just really work on just putting a bat on the ball. And for Rojas, I think hit the ball on the ground and you got a chance for a base hit. If you hit it right at the infielder, they're going to throw you out. But if they have to move to go get the ball, he's going to beat out a lot of infield stuff. Big thing for him to me is I would love to see him button regularly and hitting the ball on the ground. If it hit the ball in the air, it does him no good whatsoever.
Yeah, there's no bat hops in the sky, LA.
Right, exactly. it's a good point, but it is. To me, I love seeing him.
What are you laughing at? It's just baseball talk.
It's not like something you just made up.
No, my college coach used to say there's no bat hops in the sky because we played on an awful infield,
right,
and the ball just be bouncing all over the place. So he'd preach hit the ball into the ground.
But on the other hand, the sun doesn't get in your eyes when the ball's on the ground.
All right, listen, hold on. Don't go against my theory. We had a good theory working there, LA.
You can't get that by Ike.
Yeah, I'm like, what the hell?
Well, listen, Ike still worked up about Bryce at first base and all the bending down that he's got to do, and maybe that's affecting his back. So it's been a tough couple of weeks for baseball players. Last thing, LA, it's an on-the-record Thursday. On the record, your last chance to give a prediction before the season starts. How do you see the season playing out?
I think they're going to play 162 games.
That's a time.
There you go.
Yeah. I get right on that.
Right.
I really believe that this team can win the division and go all the way to finish it off. Obviously, I think the big thing, when you talk about what's one of the down things for this club, I don't see a ton of depth. There's some, but not a lot. And I think, you know, injury or two to key players could be the downfall. But I think staying healthy, if they do that, I think they got a chance to win a division. It's not going to be easy, but I think they can. And I think they can go all the way. I really do.
All right, L.A. Well, you'll be on the call tomorrow. Looking forward to listening. It's great to have you, Scott, and Kevin back in our lives for the summer.
Appreciate it, brother.
Appreciate it, guys. Enjoy it.
All right, there he goes. Larry Anderson will join us every Wednesday during the baseball season. Not Thursday, but he's busy yesterday. So every Wednesday during the baseball season, L.A. will join us. Always look forward to that. 215-592-9494 is how you get in. Today's show sponsored by Chickies and Pete's. It's tourney time. Enjoy all the basketball games at Chickies and Pete's with food and drink specials. Details online, chickiesandpetes.com. Ike, what do you think about the Achilles heel? You know, people are very high on this team. Rotation, good. Bullpen had a chance to be really good. Lineup on paper, really good. Defense, not a huge concern. If you had to pick one thing, outside of injuries, we know injuries.
Right.
What could be the Achilles heel for this team?
I kind of agree with LA. It's the hitting. We know how streaky this team can be at times. And those bats went cold in those final two games. And when we say Achilles heel, I'm not saying that I would expect that to happen for an entire season. But if this team didn't reach the amount of wins that we expect them to reach outside of injuries being involved, I think it would be because the hitting didn't hit the way they were supposed to. I think the pitching will do what it's supposed to do. I like the young bullpen, strong arms, fast arms, both lefties and righties. So I think that's a strength there. The one thing that you just can't predict, you sort of can predict it, you just can't predict when it's going to happen, is them going into these cold spells. To
yep.
where they can't hit.
Yep.
And so if they can minimize those and at least stagger them, how about that? Just stagger. I can't have three or four of y'all at the same damn time not hitting.
Right.
Right. If it's one, that's fine. If it's two, okay, we may even be able to get by with just two of the big six guys, let's say six or seven guys, not hitting to their potential. But when you start having three or four guys that are just automatic outs or can't hit for power, I think that drags down the team.
Well, yeah, and it sunk them a lot in games 4 through 7 last year. Game 5 was great, but they chased a lot. You know, they chased.
That's the other thing. So they start pressing.
Right. So you had Rojas chasing all over the place. Turner started chasing. Castellanos is always prone to chasing. having more disciplined approaches. They brought in a guy this offseason named Dustin Lind. His whole thing is getting guys in the strike zone, you know, not expanding the zone. So hopefully like that kind of thing can bear itself out and it doesn't become a huge Achilles heel, because that's something that sinks an offense. You start chasing, you start striking out a ton, and it's a minor concern for me, but the offseason the spring training numbers offensively weren't great. Like LA is right. I mean, I know it's spring training and I get it, but a lot of strikeouts, you know, not like early I thought they were putting the ball in play more, but man, it wasn't like Bryson hit a home run.
Nope. You know,
Trey had a good spring. JT had a good spring, but it was a lot of like 170 to 230 averages with a couple home runs rather than higher. So I do agree. I think if there's one thing that could really sink this team, it's the offense.
Well, you know, you need if you include your spring break at bats, you probably need a good 100 at bats before you start to get into a real good groove.
Sure.
Right? So, you know, Bryce missed, about 2 weeks there where he wasn't playing?
Yeah. We're going to have 2 weeks.
That took away some of his at bats. Mm-hmm. And I'm just saying, you got to get some of these bad swings out of the way. Right? As opposed to, now we're going to use the regulars. April is our spring training month. So you hope that they can. Bryce is the one guy who I don't worry about as much.
No.
Because I think he is such a tactician when it comes to being a hitter. He has a great eye. He doesn't stay in these prolonged slumps. He may not get the home runs, but he is just a good hitter, and he has such a good eye. He's going to eventually come out of here, so I don't worry about him as much.
And that's how I feel about Trey heading into the year, too. Like I think
before last year, yes.
Yeah, I just
that's not normally him.
It's not normally him.
Yeah,
like him batting 235 on before the standing ovations is so not like Trey Turner. Like I think he's going to be much more in the 300. You know, he have a 330-30 season.
Bowman's another one I don't worry about
for too long. Yeah,
yeah.
He goes through power zaps.
Yeah,
but hitting wise, he's usually pretty consistent.
Yeah, he's got a consistent swing.
Listen, again, there's not really a huge like we're kind of nitpicking with the offense because on paper it's fine, but we've also seen them go into those cold spells. And when you have a top three of Wheeler, Nola, Ranger, and the way Ranger's throwing the bullpen, all the arms they have down there, there's just. There's not much to pick apart.
That's a great thing. The pitching looks good coming out of spring
training. Pitching looks really good.
Yeah.
Really good. 215-592-9494. A lot to get in on. It's an on-the-record Thursday. Plus, for your chance to go see Willie Nelson or Willie Nelson's Picnic with Bob Dylan and Robert Plant and a whole lot more, all you have to do is give us someone in, you know, life, in the real world. Not real world, like in your life, but an actor, a sports figure, whoever. Hopefully not a politician that you don't get, like I don't get the Vince Vaughn thing. We'll get back to your phone calls on the other side, but also we're exactly 4 weeks from the NFL draft, and I got a question that I have for Ike and all of you out there. 215-592-9494. It's the afternoon show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back. It's the afternoon show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Jack Fritz and Ike Reese hanging out down at Chickies and Pete's today. Nothing goes better with Philly basketball, hockey, and baseball than Chickies and Pete's. Pre-game, in-game, or post-game online, chickiesandpetes.com. The Twitter question today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Shop the home team at Mark's Jewelers with diamond engagement rings for every budget online, marks-jewelers.com. The third member of this show will join us at 4 o'clock, Spike Eskin, Thursdays at 4 through the end of the show. So don't miss Spike. We'll get into a lot with him, of course, on the Phillies, Sixers, all that good stuff. By the way, Ike, first home run of the year goes to Mike Trout.
Trouty?
Which, I mean, listen, don't tempt me with a good time if we need to throw trout fishing back out there at the deadline. But, you know.
Yeah, he's out.
He's probably out.
Yeah, he's out.
They might, well, although he's pissed. I mean, he said 6 weeks ago he wanted more free agents and they haven't signed anyone.
Well, yeah, you should have came with Bryce. You would get more free agents.
We tried to tell him.
What do you think? People want to go? Well, for some reason, they're going to the Dodgers.
Well, a lot of money and a pretty good team. Angels don't exactly have that. So, yeah, we'll see. But either way, Mike Trout gets on the board with the first home run of the season. But I we're also 4 weeks away from the NFL draft.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's like it's one of those things where they're drafting 22, and you know, we're learning the names, I think, currently. You know, we're getting up to speed. But I wonder if people are going to be – I think mad is a little over the top because you never get too mad if they go offense. I just don't get this idea of going offense in the draft. Like, there's been some Xavier Worthy stuff. I know that Brock Bowers is maybe a Hall of Fame level talent.
It's fun to talk about Brock Bowers,
but
that's
like,
not what we need.
They need defense, and yeah. I know it's not their strong suit drafting there, but I don't care. I mean, you have to draft. At some point, you got to get some young talent. You can't just buy everything. And when you need help at cornerback, you need help at the edge position. Mm-hmm. I don't think they'd go safety, but you could use some help there.
Yeah.
Linebacking, they'll probably never go, but you need some linebacking there. Like,
yeah.
I hope they don't go offense, and I don't get this push for the Eagles to go more offense.
Yeah, I don't see offense. Honestly, I don't see offense with the first three picks. I mean, if it's me.
With the 2 seconds.
Yeah, the 2 second-round picks and the first-round pick. I see trying to draft three defensive playmakers that can be here as pillars of your defense, at the cornerback position, at the D-line position. And quite frankly, I would go at the linebacker position. Unless you feel confident about Devin White, and I mean feel confident that you would re-sign him. That's what I'm talking about. Because, see, Devin White is great right now on a one-year deal.
Right.
Devin White on a 3 or 4 year deal at $8, $9 million a year is something the Eagles haven't shown they'd be willing to do. So before we get to that, then why not draft? Because I don't know about N'Kobe right now. He's coming off of an injury, and you don't have very much other young talent at that position. You got an opportunity right now to get someone in the first 53 picks of the draft. You got a chance to get a good linebacker that could be here as the captain of your defense moving forward on a rookie contract. So, to me, with those first three picks, you got an opportunity to hit all three levels of your defense, D-line, linebacker, and secondary.
At the first pick, I think we both agreed linebacking probably not there.
Probably not happening.
Probably not safety.
Right.
Which would you rather see them go, more corner or edge?
Edge. You know what? It depends on the player, if I'm being honest. Because
sure.
I see the importance of both. I really do. We already have edge guys up there. So kind of the obvious one is take the best corner available.
Right.
I certainly could see that. But if I got a defensive end there that's, to me, projected to be a better player, I'm not just going to take a corner because I need a corner.
Right, and the Eagles
I'm going to take the better player.
They have set themselves up to where they don't, need.
Right.
One, I love a corner in round one that can play, of course, but they do at least have some bodies there where it's not like – I think heading into a draft
– it's supposed to be a deep draft for corners, I believe.
Heading into a draft with a need and having to get that, I feel like is a mistake.
Yeah.
Because it leads to reaching. To where 20 –
That's how you get Marcus Smith.
Now – what do you think about trading up? You know, we haven't really talked about it much. Mm-hmm. They do have the 2 second-round picks. Maybe they can flip Reddick for something if they budge off the second-round pick and maybe a third-round pick, maybe the Falcons for that third. I just wonder, like
– move off of who?
Well, the Dallas Turner kid kind of jumps out. He's the edge rusher from Alabama.
Yeah.
You know, if they view him as the best edge guy in the draft, you just go get him. I don't know. It's just how he's – I mean, he's moved up in each of the last two drafts.
Yeah.
So it's something I think has to be at least broached. The best corner, I mean, it feels like they're all kind of in that.
I mean, unless I'm getting a game-changing caliber player, I want the picks.
Okay.
I'd rather have. Because you need young talent here on the defensive side of the ball. You're set on your offense. You got young players over there. You got your core on that side. It's time to start adding prime talent on the defensive side of the ball. And you got an opportunity this year to really, at the top of your draft, focus on that side of the football. You need playmakers because after next year, look at it this way. After next year, you could lose Reddick. You could lose Josh Sweat, Brandon Graham. I even think Milton Williams is in the final year of his deal.
He's kind of on that Benny Logan.
Yeah, I think Milton
track.
Williams, he may be in the final year of his deal. I'm not sure. But if Bradbury even makes it through this year, I don't see him back in 2025.
Better be his last.
Yeah, so you got he could be gone. Slay could be gone after this season, right? So those are five players right there that could be gone after next year. So when I'm looking at that 2025 year, okay, I want to have some young players that I've at least already had in my system ready to step in and be starters in 2025.
Right, and it seems like the way they've attacked free agency, at least defensively, it's a lot more Band-Aid.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like the CJ deal, I get it.
Well, those are 3-year deals.
But, I mean, Huff, yeah, that's Huff was definitely a bit of an investment. CJ is an investment, but the corner's not really –
nope. His
linebackers, not really.
Nope.
Like, they have a chance here, on top of those Band-Aids, to do the Chiefs model if they want to go that way. But they're also not in this position where they need one of these guys to come in and be a day. Like, you want them to be impact guys, but they don't need to be day one starters.
Right.
So they're in a pretty good spot.
Yeah, you got a chance to get three of the top 53 defensive players, three of the top 53 players available. And I'm thinking projecting moving forward. You need young defensive players that are going to be here. You need to hit on those guys. You have a chance because you don't have any needs on offense. You went out and literally signed Saquon Barkley.
I know.
So you don't have any needs on offense.
Dude, I'm not drafting a third receiver / kick
right.
returner at
22. I don't need
22.
To do that. No, I don't need to do that.
Or the Goddard replacement.
Yeah, I don't need to do that. So getting me some prime A talent on the defensive side of the ball, that's what I would like to see them do.
Yeah. It feels like there's a little bit of a push for some offense at 22, at least early in the draft. I just deep breaths.
Yep.
Deep breaths. Let's try to build a defense a little bit.
You don't like Chop Robinson?
We got enough Penn Staters this year. But
how about Kool-Aid?
Kool-Aid, sure.
Michael Kool-Aid.
It's perfect for radio. You want to drink the Kool-Aid, you get the Kool-Aid man, all that stuff.
Yeah, Cooper.
What about
Cooper DeZing?
Now, I know offense, we have to factor in the boring snooze fest. Offensive tackle?
No, I'm out. Don't need it.
Can't do it,
nope,
man.
I'm out.
Don't give me a snooze fest on draft night. I don't know if we'll get the now I'm awake out of Ike at draft
night. No, I guarantee you won't. I guarantee you won't. I'm telling you, I need defensive playmakers.
It's time.
Yeah, that's what I need.
Just prove to me you can draft it, Howie. I want to bully him into getting the draft right defensively.
Here's the great thing moving forward with those other three players they could draft defensively.
Yeah.
Now I got Jordan Davis, Jalen Carter, Nolan Smith, Bryce Huff. potentially Devin White, CJ GJ, Sidney Brown, Reed Blankenship, and I got a host of young corners I could have in there. Like, I can add, these are young players that could be my 2025 defense.
Right. To go along with the 2025 offense, that's pretty ready-made right now.
That's already made for you.
Yeah. And it will be curious, and we'll go back to the phones in 1 second. If it comes out at all, or if we find out, how much is Vic Fangio? How much is he involved with the draft process? Mm-hmm. If they go linebacker early, kind of feels like a Vic Fangio thing, and they're invested in him.
As long as they get good players, I don't give a damn who's picking them. Yeah, because I can blame Vic Fangio for picking a bad player, too.
Yeah, you sure can.
As long as the player is good, I'm okay with it.
Rios is in North Philly. What's happening, Rios?
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
Rios.
Yo, I just felt something today, so, you know what I mean? Look, I said, hey, let me get my fighting feels. Yeah, I mean, just ready for the freaking season. Maybe do a little something real quick for y'all. So, hey, Cisco, if you want, I don't give a damn. I'm acapella. You can put the Rocky John, whatever it is that you got to do. But I'm going to go in real quick because I felt it. I called y'all. This is for the damn feels. Yeah, I mean, so check it out. Look,
blow
man.
This, friend.
I just start going for sure.
It's all good. I got this. It's acapella. Opening freaking season is here. Tomorrow is to start to show what y'all learned from crapping the bed last year. There's a lot of hype on paper and talk about y'all this year to go and get that damn chip. Well, let me tell y'all something. That don't mean jack if y'all don't fully 100% believe in yourselves to go out and permanently put blood on the grass and say Foxtrot uniform to every team in the MLB and grab your balls without juggling in it and say what? Bring it, because we ain't stopping till we take it all and watch y'all fall, suckers. Bryce Harper, you the man, right? Huh? This your team, huh? You understand and embody what it is to be a Philadelphian, huh? Well, if this is so, then young man, lead your team to the fight. First one on the field, last one off the field, lead by example, and instill to your men that this season only ends with us taking a chip, and if anyone ain't tracking, then send their asses all home to pull it up with their significant other, because this is time to be locked in and ready to die to stand on our own as number one in baseball. The best of the best. The cream of the crop. Pop off and get your ass stopped. Now, with that being said, we're standing on our own being said. It reminds me of that sucker-ass song, Dancing on Our Own.
Come on, Rios.
You cannot win a championship with a sucker-ass song like that of a guy stalking his yawn while she is with another guy. That MLB
we don't take it literally.
Only has eyes for us, only loves us, and is only coming home with us. By the time it's playoff time, make sure y'all have a masculine song. Now go on, fighters. No distractions. Just straight attacking. Prepare to die for that ultimate high to be world champions and give the bird. They say no one likes us. F what you heard. Now it's time to not be in y'all feelings and apologetic. We are who we are. Now go on and let the violence be with y'all. Peace.
Mm. There he goes. Rios in North Philly. Mm. Wow. I'm ready to go.
That's a lot for a baseball season.
It's a lot for a baseball season. It's just opening day. Yeah. 162 of these.
That's very intense for it to be just the opener.
What'd he say? A hope to fly, you might die?
Yeah.
Something.
Whatever.
Something.
All I heard.
Well, you lost it earlier.
Well, when he said juggling balls in your hand and all that, I was.
He hates dancing on my own.
That's my favorite part of his whole.
Find a masculine song. Yeah. Hold on.
He found a way to work that in there.
Yeah.
Standing on my own brings me to that soft song.
Dancing on my own. Now, Francisco. What version of
what is wrong with you?
You told me gonna fly now. That's what I searched. That's what I found.
how long was it? Was that like a 15
it was
seconds?
Like a 25. The only ones I found when I typed that in were like 25 seconds.
Where's the one where the bell rings first?
Yeah, I forgot how I labeled
it. I should have been better equipped here.
Well, yeah. I'll say this. More on me.
Well, when you see Rios is on hold.
But I don't know if Francisco's
aware of Rios?
He is aware of Rios, but football season Rios or football is different than baseball.
True.
And I don't think Francisco.
He wasn't expecting to get that from Rios.
Well, now I know.
Yeah.
Well, you don't know because you didn't find the right.
we'll find it for next time.
Okay. It's all good. We survived, and then Rios is still Rios.
Yep.
So all good. Corey's in Columbus. What's happening, Corey?
My man, Mike, my brother Jack, what up?
What's up, C?
Hey, man, how y'all doing today?
What's up, Corey?
Baseball season is here. Baseball season is here.
Fine.
Hey, I was sitting here looking. Yeah, look, let me get the Phillies real quick. Listen, I'm excited. I got 97 wins. I want to say 100, but going into the season, I don't want to be too optimistic. You know, I'm glad Bryce Harper got the baby making out the way, so it helped the backrest.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
I'm excited about that.
Number three is on the way for Bryce. Dash, right?
We got to make sure that back. We got to make sure that back 100%.
Yeah.
No. Well, anyway, back.
It could have caused the back issue, but, you know.
Yeah. So I know y'all betting, man. I went outside the box. Trey Turner at the eighth best odds. To win NL MVP, that ain't bad odds. So
plus 2,200.
Oh, man, plus 22, Bryce, baby.
Because you know Bryce, the man. I need Bryce for the postseason. So because we gonna get up, like, you know, we gonna be plus 500. You know, we gonna win them games in April, going into May. We gonna be plus on the plus side of the game. You know, but we need to give Bryce some wet rest. Trey Turner, he gonna be playing a lot. You know, I like those odds right there. So, you know, Delaware Valley, Philly, go ahead and put y'all's money in on that bet. Letting y'all know. I'm not cautious to nothing, but I'm letting y'all know. You know, put the money in.
Okay.
But I like 97 wins for the Phillies. What has me worried, though, is the pitching. Hopefully Taiwan Walker never has to play. Our fourth pitcher is Sanchez, right? Christopher Sanchez?
Yes.
He's going to be, like, in the rotation, like, the fourth. All right. So, you know, I like him. I kind of like him. I want Walker. I don't even want Walker to ever even play. So hopefully with the way your rotation works out through the season, we never got to see Taiwan Walker. I know he's dealing with the injury, but, hey, man, sometimes injuries are positive.
Yeah. Listen, Adam Eaton was hurt in 08, so it's fine. Corey, who's someone that you don't get?
Let me get – I got an Eagles point real quick on the draft.
Okay.
Real quick. The draft, the corner. So, hey, there's a corner out of Toledo. His name is Quinyon Mitchell. Look him up. That boy can play. To me, he might be the first or second best corner in the draft. All right, check him out.
Who is this?
The Toledo corner.
All right.
Oh, yeah, Quentin.
Yep.
I just had him in front of me.
The boy could play.
No, I have looked at him.
I tweeted y'all yesterday.
Quentin Mitchell, yeah.
I was early in the show. But you know what Jerry's trying to do? Next year, he's trying to set it up for the Deion, the door standard sweepstakes. That's why he ain't paying Dak. He's trying to, you know, they on the coach is on the deal, so Cowboy Jim excited, but it ain't gonna happen. But
yeah,
what I don't get, I don't get the hype behind Will Ferrell. You talk about Vince Vaughn, Will Ferrell. That dude is not that funny. I don't like a lot of his movies. People like, I mean, he got the Step Brothers, you know, but other than that, I'm not a big fan of his movies.
Oh, Corey, I think some people share that viewpoint. I don't. Yeah, I mean, I got Step Brothers, Talladega Nights, Anchorman. Yeah, the Will Ferrell run in the 2000s is legendary.
You take Will Ferrell? Probably over.
I get the hype. I get the hype about Will Ferrell.
Yeah, but you know what though? You talk about somebody playing the same character. I mean, there's no depth to Will Ferrell.
Him, Sandler.
Yeah. I mean, that was a 10-year run they were on there, where they pretty much just cornered the market for movies.
They did.
Sandler, Ferrell, Vince Vaughn, the Wilson brothers, Owen and Luke.
Yeah.
Stiller.
But I don't know, man. Will Ferrell.
I'm naming a bunch of guys that people don't get.
They might. Will Ferrell was different in Talladega Nights. Step Brothers, he was more of
was he really? He's the same guy.
I'm Ricky Bobby.
Yeah, but it's still the same guy, though.
Anchorman, he was Ron Burgundy.
Yeah.
You know, it's a serious actor.
Serious actor.
Old school, he was a responsible dad.
I like Will Ferrell.
No, I'm a Will Ferrell guy.
No, I'm a Will Ferrell guy. I think I go Will Ferrell over Vince Vaughn.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Give us someone you don't get for a chance to go see Willie Nelson's 4th of July picnic with Bob Dylan
and Robert Plant. I don't get Adam Sandler.
When I was a kid, I got him. I feel like if I was an adult watching those movies, like Happy Gilmore, I'd be like, this is really
stupid. I mean, I liked Happy Gilmore, and I liked Bobby Boucher and Waterboy.
What about Billy Madison? Did you like Billy Madison?
Nope.
Because that's all three basically the same character.
Same character.
You hear they're making they're in the works on a Billy Madison 2?
I thought it was Happy Gilmore.
No, Happy Gilmore 2?
Yeah. It's unnecessary.
That's going to be horrible.
No, it's going to be horrible.
Given he's on this next Netflix movie kick, where he has like these random Netflix movies he puts out, and terrible.
You know how bad of an actor he is? I couldn't even watch Hustle.
I know.
I couldn't get through it.
Was Hustle and the Uncut Gems?
I didn't even see
that's
that.
That's the one where he's gambling on stuff, and they're trying to fix the Sixers-Celtics series in 2012.
Oh, see, I've never seen that.
Yeah.
So he played in another basketball
like serious,
type movie?
Quote-unquote serious
role.
Okay,
yeah. Never, yeah, Uncut Gems.
Yeah. Click was horrible. I remember I was so excited for Click.
Is a movie?
Click is a movie from the early, 2004-ish, I want to say.
Yeah, I don't
know. It was right after the Madison run, you know. He's a bad actor.
Yes.
He's a bad actor. Yes. If I wasn't a kid watching Billy Madison, right. I don't know if I'd find it
funny. Although I did like Waterboy.
Waterboy's funny.
Yeah.
Again, those three are great. everything after that's just a hit or miss.
It's the same guy. Grown-ups.
Grown-ups is all right.
Grown-ups is all right. I didn't like Grown-ups, too.
The annoying thing about Adam Sandler, it's that same group.
Yes.
It's like Rob Schneider.
Rob Schneider, yeah.
He's been propping up Rob Schneider for 20 years.
The worst dude he props up is the guy who played the quarterback in Waterboy. I don't know his name.
I forget. David Spade's a part of that group.
Yeah, but he was in like several of his other movies too, though.
Yeah,
he used the same characters.
Now, actually, the one Sandler movie I think
Waterboy.
I think he's
I hated that dude.
I actually liked The Longest Yard. Like I never
saw the remake. Oh,
yeah, Paul Crewe.
Nah, I'm out.
That's a good movie, man.
The original is a good one.
Nah, I don't know. I don't got time. Like the new Bad News Bears and the new Longest Yard, both better than the originals.
No.
Billy Bob Thornton in Bad News Bears?
No, he's not better than Walter Matthau.
Walter Matthau, he looks just like Rob Thompson.
Well, Walter Matthau wishes he looked like Rob Thompson.
I'm telling you, look it up.
Buttermaker was drunk all the time, man. That's the only play. And he played in Grumpy Old Men.
It's perfect.
My two favorite roles of his. Walter Matthau, man.
Yeah. I'm telling you, look him up, man. It looks just like
I know
Rob Thompson.
Yeah, but it must be a younger Walter
Matthau. Yeah. Bad News Bears, Walter Matthau.
No, man. He's always with the 5 o'clock shadow and he's hungover.
Yeah.
Don't do Topper
that's
like that.
Topper. Yeah, that's not Topper. Same facial structure. Same facial structure. Tommy's in Kensington. What's happening, Tommy?
Hey, what's up, bud? Oh, first time calling you guys.
Oh, welcome aboard.
Oh, welcome to the show.
You hug, big fan, man. I just want to say there's really no excuse. I think we need to win the division for the Phillies this year. And
why?
Because, dude, it's too much. It's like dangling a carrot in front of us. It's just like it's there and we're almost there. And then next thing you know, we fall down. And I feel like we got too much invested into this. And I feel like that'll make a statement if we win the division. And, yeah, granted, it doesn't mean anything now, but I still think it'll mean something to us and maybe motivate the team even more. Now, I know we're not perfect. We're going to have our ups and downs. But I feel like especially at the end of the year, we need to make it all count.
I got you. Who's something that you don't get?
See, I only stuck with an actor, and I feel like if I don't win, it's rigged. Steven Seagal. Steven Seagal, 100% don't get the guy. Now, I'm going to stick up for Adam Sandler and them right now because at least they have a certain role they can fit. Steven Seagal has no role. He doesn't make sense to me at all.
Yeah,
he's the same martial arts guy.
Yeah.
I didn't like,
he's horrible.
I didn't like fat Steven Seagal. I shouldn't body shame. But, yeah, at some point he got out of shape where he should never take his it's not a dashiki. What do they call the robes of the what is it called? Komodo. Not like a Komodo dragon.
Okay.
Kimono?
That's going well.
Yeah.
Good well, stuff, Breitmaier.
Yeah, Breitmaier's yelling at me off the air, yeah.
He's the new Herb.
But I knew it wasn't a dashiki, though. Okay. That I did know. Yeah. Keep that thing on, whatever it is, Steven Seagal.
Yeah, well, now he's got the really horrible jet black. Like, what was the last movie?
The ponytail?
Yeah, yeah. What was the last thing he was in? Has he made a movie since 2000?
He had like a 3-year run there where he pretty much made all the same movies. Hard to Kill. They were all like, he's a cop.
Yeah, right? that's
who doesn't
perfect.
Use a, he's a cop who doesn't need a gun. He's but, a karate man.
But he's also never reached, he didn't even sniff Stallone or Schwarzenegger.
Listen. Stallone lived off. We it's okay to admit. Rocky's
at least
a one.
He had Rambo.
Rocky's a one trick pony, man. Yeah,
at least he had Rambo.
Anybody lived off those two franchises pretty much his whole career.
For sure. Yeah, 100%.
Rocky and Rambo. I would say Steven Seagal's a better actor than Sylvester Stallone.
215592.
Not much better though.
Only the biggest debates here.
Chuck Norris, he's in that with those guys. Jean-Claude Van Damme, they were all.
Dude, Chuck Norris, he's in his 80s, right?
Yeah, Chuck. Well, dude, yeah, because Chuck had to be in his 30s when I first.
Dude, I saw
I saw Invasion USA in like 80.
I know you're a big Today Show fan, right?
Yeah.
Because Kylie Kelsey was on this morning.
Yeah.
Right?
I missed it.
I saw an interview with William Shatner last week.
Yeah.
He's 93.
Yeah,
and he looks like it's
Captain Kirk.
He's perfectly put together.
Nah, well, like, I mean, it's a lot of money. It costs a lot to look the way.
Well, I know, but
Captain
it
Kirk
seems
looks.
Like he's pretty still quick on his feet. You know, like, yeah, he's really slowed down.
Listen, a lot of Botox and tighten up the skin and HGH and all those things
for 93. I think.
Well, no, I'm with you.
Yeah,
I'm with you. But it's just that we know you're 93.
He's born in 1931. That's
yeah, damn near like Kenny Rogers.
Yeah.
He don't even look like Kenny Rogers anymore. He was like a totally different person.
No. 215-592-9494 to get in. Looking for On the Record. It's On the Record Thursday as we head into Phil's baseball tomorrow, opening day down at CBP. But also, give us someone you don't get for a chance to win tickets to go to Willie Nelson's picnic on 4th of July. But on the other side, Spike Eskin. Spike joined the show. I know. We keep having returns for him, you know, so we figured we'd get him on. Spike Eskin joined the show. Obviously, a lot of Philly stuff with Spike, but also some big Sixer stuff going on as well. Don't miss Spike on the show, on the afternoon show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh, oh. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.